I just want to disavow anyone of any concern that there's an emergency situation going on here. This is a good time for me to thank the ministry and the board for their being proactive in the maintenance of what is a critical commodity and the infrastructure relating to it. I probably more than anybody else know the effects of a lack of maintenance and having to deal with a crisis situation caused by a lack of maintenance. So when we had the issue on the South Coast, we dealt with it. But as unpleasant and inconvenient and as dangerous as that was, it would be even more so if natural gas or oil pipelines were allowed to leak